Hey, folks, this is Christian Davis, and you're listening to the Who's Who Top 10 Countdown.
Made in America, the red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Who's. My name is Matt Lee. I'm here with my friends Brett Denny and Tim Dooley.
Oh, hey.
And guys, this is episode number 23.
And it sounds like it's your first episode.
No kidding. Jeez.
We're just making sure you're listening.
Does this thing come with instructions?
Yeah, guys, that was that Michael Buffer style of Who's Who to begin with.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
You don't make the type of money he makes, though.
No. Right off the bat, we're going to say we appreciate all of our Patreons that have signed up to be a Patreon. This week, we have John Barr.
My bearded brother from another mother.
Yes, Nadina and Jerry Perdue.
They're kind of cute.
They are.
Drummer sure is cute.
We also have Mark C. Dooley, the cartoonist.
That's my real brother.
Right.
Yeah.
From the same mother?
From the same mother.
Yeah. Is Jerry Perdue your brother of some sort, too?
I guess.
And maybe your sister also is a Patreon. Her name is?
Marilyn Hammond.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you'd like to be a Patreon, go to patreon.com/nightowl. And you can be a Patreon for either $5, $15, or $25. We changed all of our Patreon stuff that we're doing, and each tier gives you just a little bit more. And we appreciate everybody's support, don't we, guys?
Yeah,
sure do.
Yeah. That sounds like a deal that we got going on.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll get started on our top 10.
Yes, tonight is Ladies' Night. We don't generally do a theme, but tonight we're doing a theme of Ladies' Night, and you'll probably see why before it's all said and done.
Yep.
Guys, I have two top tens to go over with you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, so
this episode is going to be gigantic.
And full of action, right? Woo!
Ladies' Night. Good thing Steve isn't here.
And starting our top 10 this week, coming in at number 10, Richard Lynch. Starting now.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. We talked and caught up a little. It was good to see my old friend smile. I asked him, I said, so where you been hiding out all these years? He gave me a slight little grin and said, I dedicated my life to the Lord. Yeah, he's my new best friend. I paused for a while and thought, wow, what a change. I'm glad my friend turned his life around. He must have known what I was thinking, because what he told me then was so profound. He said, when I was a young man, I thought I knew it all. No one could tell me anything. My life was a party. Yeah, I had a ball.
was number 10, Richard Lynch, with a brand new song, Starting Now. Listening to him on his interview last week, just a very smooth voice. Love the song. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, this is a great old school country song. I like the talking he did in the beginning because it kind of reminded me of some of Elvis's old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just a great, great classic country song. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of his songs dropped this week, and this song moved right into the number 10 spot. So we appreciate him sending in that music. We don't appreciate him trying to recruit us to bale hay with him.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. We'll sing for him all we can.
That's right.
And now coming in at number 9, our friend Adam Whitehead with Outlaw.
Girl, you're spinning that drink like you know your way around bourbon. Yeah, you're making it dangerous to stand in this room without burning. Gotta watch out when you walk in, coming in hot, find an exit. Girl, you're at the top of every A-list, every guy's most wanted. You should be outlaw, put up on a poster, let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal, you're taking this over, make everybody hold up, watching you move. You shoot, I fall, one shot, I'm gone. You should be outlaw.
And that was number 9, Adam Whitehead with Outlawed. And like we've said before, Adam has been in the chat room on the Wednesday night airing of our show on Unique Beats Radio. We appreciate Unique Beats for doing that for us. Seems like we're getting quite a few more listeners. So if you want to check that out on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our top 10 countdown will be aired on Unique Beats. And there's a little chat room in the app or the website that you can go to. And some of the night owls are in there. Adam Whitehead has been in there a few times. And a couple of our Patreons have been on there. So come join us. Listen to some great music and just have fun with us in the chat room. And now coming in at number 8, Tony Olsen with Barnyard Boulevard.
Far from the city in the neon haze, there's a place where I lived in my younger days. We raised a few cattle and we worked the ground on a road that stretches out east of town. The smell of alfalfa and the taste of dust, a far cry from living in the upper crust. Out by the river where the blacktop ends, the closest place to heaven that I ever been. We call it Barnyard Boulevard, 14 miles of Washburn Road. Barnyard Boulevard, a little stretch of gravel that I call home. 1,000 old posts holding rusty wire, no hunting signs painted on some old truck tires. On Barnyard Boulevard.
And that was number 8, Tony Olsen with Barnyard Boulevard. Pretty good song. I kind of like that, just a little kick drum getting him going in the beginning when he's singing the verse. Love stuff like that.
It's got a great beat.
Yeah.
And I love the images that it makes you think of when he's singing. All those old country roads and the old fences with the tires stuck in them. I mean, we live there, man. We're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great song. I love it.
When he said alfalfa, you said it reminded you of the TV show?
Yeah, Little Rascals, right?
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
That's right.
No, wrong alfalfa, sorry.
Hey, yeah, great song. We will say, if you'd like to send your music in, any musicians, whether you're a band or you're a solo artist mm-hmm. or duet, or if you're a choir, whatever you are.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Send in, send in your music to have it rated. So it might make our top 10. You just never know. You know what?
Yeah, you can send your music into nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. I did a little Google Maps. There's about four Barnyard Boulevards in the USA.
Is there really?
There is.
Wow.
So
dang.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Cool. Ooh,
take a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Barnyard Boulevard.
Yeah.
I love it.
Take a trip, never leave the farm.
All right, now coming in at number 7, Gary Burke III with Like That.
There's a couple in the corner at the coffee shop on the same side of the booth. They've been coming in here for 35 years, but they still look brand new. She scoots in a little bit closer like their first date. Still isn't over the kind of thing that makes you miss the one that got away. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want to love like that. Everybody wants to know deep down that this one's gonna last. Everybody wants the real thing, that undeniable feeling. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want to love like that.
And that was number 7, Gary Burke III with Like That. Still really enjoy this song. I don't know why I said I still really enjoy it. I'm not just going to end up hating it one day, am I?
You better not.
Hey, I like that song. I like it. No, I hate it. No, it's a great song. Enjoyed having the interview with him a couple weeks ago. Thanks for sending that in.
GB3.
GB3. Oh, yeah.
Steve wasn't here. We had to cover him.
That's what Steve said, yep.
Yep, great song.
All right, you guys ready for a top 10 real quick?
Yep, do it.
Top 10 female artists in country of all time. So this isn't just overall. This is just top 10 country female artists. So we talked about it, different people that we liked last week, and I think you said Ashley McBride. Tim said Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
I said Carrie Underwood. Yep. Steve said,
who cares what he said?
Macho Man Randy
nothing
said,
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Sorry.
He said the redhead.
Oh, that's right. Reba.
Mine was Madonna. My Ashley McBride was who I'd have write a song about me.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
So any you think would be on the top 10 country list? Any you guys think?
I mean, definitely your Carrie Underwood.
My woman.
Is this your fourth wife?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Climbing.
I'm going to guess. This one's probably number one, but I could be wrong. But it's got a Loretta Lynn's got to be on there.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So, and these are just going to be solo artists? So, like, the Judds would not be on this, probably?
There could be a band in it, but it's just female artists of all time.
Okay. Only one Judd at a time.
One Judd at a time.
And you also had the controversial Dixie Chicks. Yep. He said we like poking the controversial bear.
We should change our name to the Who's Who Controversial Top 10 Countdown.
Night Out Country Controversy Band.
The show you love to hate.
Yes. All right, let's hit it. Number 10, the beautiful Miranda Lambert.
By the way there, Mr. Tin Man, if you don't mind. You give me your armor. You can have
Kerosene was a good one of hers.
Yeah. That video scared me a bit. Mm. Got to give Blake props for walking into that.
Oh, man.
I bet he's watching his back for a little while. Number 9, Tammy Wynette.
Our D.R.B.
I loved her hairdo.
Yes, she had the
big hair.
Yeah. Tammy Wynette songs, any of your favorites?
I like the stuff she did with George Jones.
Okay. Stand By Your Man.
Stand By Your Man.
That was a biggie.
Great song from Blues Brothers.
Number 8, Martina McBride.
Myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Yeah, not Ashley McBride, but Martina McBride.
Correct.
Independence Day was a great song that she did. They still play that song a lot of 4th of July concerts, so yeah.
I like their song God's Will. Have you ever heard that one? Beautiful song.
Yeah. Did she do Concrete Angels, too, I think?
Don't remember that one.
Okay. Number 7, Faith Hill.
Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Faith.
Yeah.
Was she the football for a little bit? Did she do that a year?
She did.
Okay.
She did. And she's married to Tim Hill.
No.
Oh, Tim McGraw.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
She did the opening to the Monday Night Football or the Sunday Night.
That's
one of two.
That's
right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. She's beautiful. Did marry Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
I bet together they make a little bit of money together.
Just a little.
I bet they do. And they've had some songs that they've done together, which is pretty good also. Number 6, this is the one that Steve liked. The redhead, Reba McEntire.
Reba.
Man, she hits her R's hard.
She does hit them hard. I liked her in Tremors.
Okay.
That's my favorite Reba stuff.
Did you watch a TV show, Brett?
Here and there.
Yeah. She's a good actress, too, besides singer. Yeah. Number 5, Tim, you said this one just a little bit ago. Number 5, Loretta Lynn.
You said.
Wow, I thought she'd be number 1, but yeah, really? Number 5 is respectable.
She's number 1 in your heart, though, right?
Oh, that's it.
He's hopeless romantic, Tim.
If you listen to last week's, he was very romantic last week, Tim.
Yeah. I was. Talked about my girlfriend, Linda Ronstadt. Yeah.
Tim just wants to share the love.
Yeah. even had a clip, Austin Powers said... what was that clip?
Oh, you're going the right way for a smack bottom, and I don't care who knows it.
All right, now at number 4, which was the one that I picked, Carrie Underwood, number 4.
Nice.
Oh, A lot of great songs. Jesus Take the Wheel was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. I mean, American Idol kind of put her on the map, but the Jesus Take the Wheel, that took her just a little bit farther. Bet she let Jesus take the wheel, didn't she?
Yeah, if she just did it.
Something in the Water blew me away first time I heard it.
Gotcha.
Amazing song.
She was listed by Time as one of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2014.
Really?
That's pretty impressive.
Hmm. So did she influence you, Brett? I'm looking at your shorts.
I don't think so, Tim.
Sorry.
No, Tim.
It's a visual thing. Those look great on radio.
Thank you.
Since you can't see it, he's wearing all color different shorts is what we're talking about.
These are my golf shorts. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Look good, though.
Thank you.
Yep.
It doesn't help me play any better, though. But
no. Good shorts to wear for ladies' night, even.
Yeah.
If the ladies can see it, you know, just listening, they're not going to be able to see it, right?
Keeps the mosquitoes away.
Number three, whose bed has the boots been under? Shania Twain.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to?
All aboard the Shania Twain.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry. Shania Twain, she's a huge hit. Her and Garth Brooks kind of owned the 90s, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
She's from Canada.
She is.
That's what I thought.
Yep, she's from Canada. Yeah, there's a lot of country singers from Canada.
Hmm.
What, two or three?
One.
Number two, Patsy Cline.
I fall to pieces each time I see.
Oh, God, yes. Classic.
Crazy.
Yeah. That song put Willie Nelson on the map, thanks to her.
Yeah, did he do a cover of it?
He wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it.
Silly man.
So she did a cover of his writing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
She made it a big hit.
All right.
So I think I know who's the number one, but I'll let Matt say it.
All right, number one is... Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Knew it.
Yes. And we've talked about it before. I think she owns half of Tennessee, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be going down to visit her park here pretty soon, won't mm-hmm. we?
Yes,
for
yes.
The award show.
We're going back down to the Josie Music Awards. We've been nominated for 4 different awards this year. Actually, there's some of the people that's in our top 10 countdown or has been in our top 10 countdown that has been nominated for some of the Josie Awards, too. What an honor that is that we're going to be able to go to Dollywood again and maybe bring some more hardware home, guys.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Last year, one of Dolly's relatives was performing. I can't remember if she was a niece or...
I think it was a niece.
Yeah, yeah. She was good. Yeah.
Yeah, really good. So it'll be interesting to see who all they're going to have perform this year at the Josie Music Awards.
Maybe Dolly will show up.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
All right, Brad, let's get back into it.
Hey, coming in at number 6. Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye.
I've been tied down a couple times, gave my heart and lost my mind. A single life shouldn't be fine. Who's ever heard of a good goodbye? That was a good goodbye.
Are what I'm leading from you.
And that was number six, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye. And now, fellas.
Yes.
It is time to step out of the nest. You kind of know I like some Batman stuff.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys today is, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
X-ray vision. I don't
you
know.
What?
So I can see past Brett's shorts. I don't know. His underwear might scare me more than his shorts.
X-ray yeah. vision. That's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Matt?
All right. So that's your X-ray vision?
I'm going with that.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at you right now.
But he's looking through you.
Through me. I think mine would be to fly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like to fly because...
Can I change mine?
How awesome would it be to fly? I mean, wanted to go somewhere instead of getting in your car and starting your car. You don't have to worry about any car trouble.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting gas.
Yeah.
And you're there in the speed of light.
Speed of light.
Wow.
Yep.
So, yeah, flying would be mine. You're
gotta watch out for them birds.
So I think mine would be the ability to become invisible.
Oh, invisible would be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... I could come over here, listen to Matt talk bad about me to Lisa. He'd never know I was there.
I'm glad you said that instead of listen to me snore. That'd been a lot creepier.
I already do that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. Superpowers. I mean, I know as a kid I would wished and dreamed
yeah.
that I could fly or stick to a wall, shoot webs. What?
Yes, that'd have been awesome. And with this being ladies' night, there's been some really good female superheroes.
Uh-huh.
Wonder Woman would probably be one of my favorites.
Wonder Woman, Catwoman.
I want chicken, I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
Hey.
All right. Coming in at number five, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance.
Coffee in the morning and those fresh cotton sheets. I'll make sure it's warm, girl, but we don't need no more heat. Because we can make our own steam. And I'll crack the windows if that's what you like. Just say the word and I'll draw those lines and show you off to the outside. Yeah, I know that this sounds crazy, but I don't care if the whole world sees, cause I just want to slow dance to some more record. Made that type of romance and we'll remember. It ain't about the shiny things or the fancy cars. All we need is you and me right where we are. Baby, we'll just slow dance.
And that was number five, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance. Dustin actually stepped into the chat room last Wednesday, listened to our podcast on Unique Beats. Maybe we'll get him to come back again in the next chat room. What do you think of that song, Tim?
It's a great song. I love it. It makes you want to slow dance.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you want to kick the chairs out of the way and grab your woman and dance around the kitchen.
Yeah, kick your woman out of the way, grab the chair.
Reverse that.
He said it back.
Yep.
Yeah. This is especially for ladies' night. Hey.
Hey.
That's right.
Grab your lady.
Yeah.
Grab her. Kick her. Swing her around.
Swing her around.
Body slam her.
We're seeing what this guy is really made of. Why he is the greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's slammed it.
I don't
There we go. yeah, grab your lady friend and do some dancing tonight with that song.
Yep.
You can download some of the people's music that's in the top 10, and any top 10 that we've had, you can go back and look at them and look up their Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. You can find them on iTunes. You can find them on Spotify. You can find them just about anywhere you stream your music. Go and find these people and grab their music, buy it, start, put it on your playlist, and share it to your friends, right?
That's right.
Buy some merch.
Oh, yeah. That's, you always got to buy some merch.
Yep.
Yes.
And now coming in at number 4, fellow Hoosier Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
I was down in Indiana with an old friend of mine. We stopped at the bar to have a drink and pass the time. When I walked up to the jukebox to play a country song, there was no Jones on the jukebox. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox. The whole world has gone to hell, and now they've crossed a line. They took the heart of a country song and tore.
And that was number 4, Wyatt Massengill with There Ain't No Jones on the Jukebox. I'm sorry, Steve. I mean, it's something that we started and you weren't here, so I took your place. I know that I'm not as good a singer as you. But I had to take your place. Tim!
Yo, hey, you've had a good run with this song. It's been on the top 10 for how long, guys?
For a good while.
Good while, yeah. It's a great song, and we just love listening to it, and we love singing it.
It was number 1 for 3 weeks.
3 weeks at number 1, so it's had a good run. And
so that's what our artists are shooting for now, to try to hit that 4th week in a row. Yep. That's the new goal.
Yes.
And something cool, too, one of our fans sent me a picture where he had bought a T-shirt.
Okay.
A Wyatt Massengill T-shirt.
All right.
And that's our Patreon, John Barr.
And what's that T-shirt say?
It says, No Jones on the Jukebox.
Nice.
Yeah,
pretty cool. So he definitely has merchandise that even some of our fans are starting to buy also. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now for the special interview with our friend Christian Davis. So, guys, we have somebody very, very special to us that's with us today. We have had the chance to work with this fella, and he is Christian Davis. Hello, Christian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, we're doing great.
Where are you from, Christian?
Well, I'm originally from the great state of Alabama.
Okay.
But my family and I, we're currently living just outside of Nashville, Tennessee area. So we're just enjoying life.
What part of Alabama was you from?
I'm originally from Gadsden, Alabama, which is kind of northeast Alabama.
Okay.
So it's great, man. I love that area, and I'm a big just love Alabama. Love everything about it.
All right, you have a song that is on our top 10 countdown, "Hands of a Working Man." Can you tell us a little bit of the background story of that song?
Well, when I was, of course, choosing songs for my latest album, and kind of, you know, trying to pick some songs for my up-and-coming album that I'm working on now, we were listening through some songs and had a lot of great, great songs and some great, great songwriters. And when we came across "Hands of a Working Man," it was perfect timing because at the time, you know, the whole message of the country at that time was, you know, getting people back to work and you know, jobs. And it was just a great time for that song. And so "Hands of a Working Man" kind of fit the message, and it's just a great song, and it's a fun song to sing on stage, and the guys, my band guys that play it just have a blast when they play it, and it's just a great message, man, and written by one of my great friends down in Texas, Zane Williams, and it's just a great song, great message, and it's so much fun to sing.
Hey, Christian, I remember you doing that song, Hands of the Working Man, live at our Wounded Warrior show. And just want to tell you, it's a great song. Everybody loves it. And whenever it comes on, I have to crank it. I have to crank my stereo up and get that deep voice rattling through my speakers.
Right.
But just right. love it, just love it. My question that I've been asking folks is, what's your favorite part about being a musician?
You know, my favorite part is just, you know, being around people.
Yeah.
You know, meeting new folks, meeting new faces, and let's just face it, man. Us as artists, if it weren't for the people, we wouldn't have a job. We wouldn't
exactly.
have a reason to be.
That's right.
We wouldn't have a reason to be who we are. And so, I'm very grateful for the people that not only support us and listen to our music. And come to our shows. You know, I'm so thankful. That's one of my favorite parts of being an artist.
Yes.
Singing is fun, performing is fun, playing is fun. But man, when you see somebody sitting out in the crowd that maybe just had a rough day something like that, and you can look at them and just sing to them and put a smile on their face for a couple hours and let them forget their problems for a little while. That's probably my favorite part.
Especially today's world. I mean, people are having bad days left and right, and you can see it.
Well, when you do that, and you know, when you can come to their level, and the people that are sitting in the crowd, man, a lot of them can relate. They've got similar stories, and that's why I love story songs. I love singing story songs,
mm-hmm.
and because it touches on your heart. And it's not the same old lyrics that you hear all the time, you know, sitting in the back of your truck with a cooler and your dog, and it's something different, you know. It's real life story songs that that really tug on people's hearts because it brings back a childhood memory or something that they've gone through in their life, and it really doesn't matter what kind of song it is, what genre it is, whether it's country, whether it's gospel, whether it's, you know, Americana, whatever. You know, a rock. I mean, a good song is a good song.
Yep.
And if it speaks to your heart, and man, it's so worth it. So it's so fun to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite country female artist?
Ooh, that's a good question. And there's two singers. Actually, two singers. If I can put two singers.
Oh
there,
yes, I'll let you.
I'm going to throw y'all a curveball here. So,
okay.
But the first one that comes to mind, probably in the female category, is probably Bonnie Raitt. And the reason I say Bonnie Raitt is she's kind of like the perfect storm to me. I mean, she's Americana, she's roots rock, she's country, all into one.
Yeah.
And she's just an incredible vocalist. And I remember the first time I heard her, man, I was probably, gosh, I'm really going back on my childhood here, but I was probably 11 or 12 years old when I first heard her, and I remember, you know, when Something to Talk About came out.
Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. How about love? Love, 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 I scoop it out, I can't dig it out.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Great song.
You know, I Can't Make You Love Me.
That's probably the saddest song I think I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh! When I hear that song, I tear up every time.
Oh man!
And I believe those songs came. I believe they came out. Gosh, I want to say early '90s, so probably 91,
right.
92.
Yeah.
91, 92, somewhere in there. But man, she's just a great, great singer, and to me, she could sing anything. And it'd just be okay. She just makes your day better.
Yeah.
And so she's just a great, great singer, great tone, and great singer.
She can play that guitar, too.
She can, too. She's a great guitar player. And then I told you I'd give y'all two, so I'm going to give you the other one. And I would probably say, and this girl is on the opposite side of what Bonnie Raitt is, but there's a girl by the name of Tori Kelly.
But it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And she's kind of a pop artist now. But she actually started out as a church worship leader.
Okay.
And she kind of got, she was leading worship in her church services. And then she got on, I believe she got on some of these, singing shows like The Voice or American Idol or something like that. And she kind of just made a name for herself. And man, she's just, in the pop world, she's just tearing it up. And she's, of course, she's completely opposite end of the spectrum from Bonnie Raitt. But Tori is just, she's pleasant to listen to. And that's hard to find nowadays. Trying to find somebody that's just pleasing to the ear, and somebody that doesn't scream, somebody that doesn't you can understand their words.
Yeah.
And so those two female singers are probably probably right there on the top of my list as far as the female singers.
Nice.
So we had a chance to have McCrae Dove from the Dove Brothers Quartet, and of course he sung with the Dixie Melody Boys. And he talked a little bit about you. Used to sing with the Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet.
They are waiting for me on the other side.
You guys have crossed paths a little bit, and he talked about you. He had great things to say. Do you have a McCrae Dove story, maybe when you met or anything?
Gosh, I remember the very first time I heard McCrae Dove, and it was a live album, and I can't remember the name of the live album, but it was when he was with the Dixie Melody Boys. He was the lead singer for them.
Okay.
And some of the guys, he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If he hears this interview, he'll know. It's when Larry DeLauder was still with him. He was playing harmonica with him. It was that particular group. But, man, McCrae is just, he's great at what he does. He's such a great stage guy. He's a great singer, but he's so animated. And that's why I love watching him. He's very animated on stage.
Yeah.
And can really get a crowd going. And he's just he's one of those guys that when you watch him perform, if something were to go wrong on stage, he knows exactly what to do to change it up and fix it. Right there. And he's just a cool guy. And the first time I heard him sing, man, was on that live, one of those live Dixie Melody Boys albums. And just listening to him talk, listening to his heart, listening to his enthusiasm, just like, man, that's, I wish all gospel singers could be like that. You know what I mean? And so it was, he's just a cool guy. I have a lot of respect for McCrae. I believe he's doing some preaching now.
And some roofing.
Church, so.
Yeah, he's roofing too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, doing some roofing. Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right, man.
That's right.
But McCrae's a great guy, and I have the utmost respect for him. So, a great guy.
Yeah, he had the same respect for you. He's did you fill in for him, them guys, a little bit?
I did, actually. I actually sang on a couple of dates when their bass singer at the time was out. And so they asked me to fill in with them for a few days. And so we went out on the road. This has been a long time ago, a really long time ago, actually, probably 20 years or so. But we had a lot of fun, and those guys, I think, are still, and of course, later on, he transitioned to his own group called the Dub Brothers Quartet when he was after the Dixie Melody Boys. But the Dub Brothers, man, they were just awesome. And they sang the old quartet style, you know, the 50s and 60s quartet style of singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun, man. So,
and you sing, you sing tenor with them?
If I were to sing tenor, you'd start seeing tail lights. So,
We talked a little bit about that Wounded Warrior show we did here at the Commons here in Columbus. When we talked to him, the story where you was singing with John Schneider at the end of the show with the Good Old Boys, and you did that bass dive. And that was pretty amazing.
Yep. Yeah, that shook everything in the room.
You know, man, that was so much fun. And speaking of John, y'all brought John's name up, and you know, being with John, we did a lot of shows together last year, and 2019, and John's just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good heart. He's very straightforward. He's a very straightforward guy, and doesn't really care, you know. And I appreciate that about him. He speaks what he thinks, and he's a great singer. He had a lot of great hits. A lot of people don't know this about John, but man, he had like 4 number one songs back in the '80s.
Yeah.
And on Billboard charts, and we had so much fun with John, but singing that song, the Good Old Boys, and doing something a little different with it, you know, me adding, you know, adding the bass part to it. Man, we just had so much fun. Yep. Every night we sang it. And he loved it because it was something different. You know, it was something completely different from the original. So we had a lot of fun touring together. And great, great song and a lot of fun to be a part of.
Well, Christian, we thank you so much for your time and just answering some of our questions and kind of being silly with us. And just like you just said with John, I mean, it's all about having fun. You got to have fun too sometimes. So we just thank you for your time.
Absolutely. And you got to have fun. Another fun band that I saw was some guys called, I think they're called Night Owl.
Night Owl.
Something like that. And those guys.
Not impressed.
Those guys could get it done, man. It was cool. We did that show together for the Wounded Warriors project, and man, you guys are just great, and it was a pleasure being with you guys on stage and being a part of a great cause. But it was a wonderful night of music, and you guys keep it up, and just an honor to be a part of this interview and being a part of what you guys do, and I love music, so y'all keep it up.
Hey, Christian, this is Tim, and just want to thank you for being with us, and hopefully we can play again someday down the road. That'd be great. But thank you for hanging out with us and sharing your talents with us.
You're quite welcome, man.
Yeah, we want to say thanks to you. It was very cool the first time that we met you. We was playing in Lebanon, Tennessee, mm-hmm. at Jimmy's Bar and Grill, and you and your wife came in, and I think was Danny and Ed. I think they were with you.
Is that your
security guys?
Ed kind of he just handles all the stuff that needs to be done. Ed's a great guy. And Danny plays harmonica with me, so he's part of my band and does a lot of the videography stuff and a lot of different social media stuff for us. So two great guys.
Yes, and your wife is a sweet person. We appreciate her too. Thank you very much for sending us your music, and thank you for keeping country music alive, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that was our interview with Christian Davis. We hope you enjoyed that. I hope you guys didn't have your bass turned up too much on your radio, because he probably blew out your speakers with that voice.
He was shaking my woofers.
As soon as he said hello. You
know? I know, man. What a great talent. What a great guy. We thank him for his time.
Coming in at number three, here's Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man.
The hands of a working man built this town. Cleared this timber and plowed this ground. Raised those cattle in the sun and snow. Down that river and dug that coal. It's a debt we owe to the hands of a working man.
Now my granddad had them and my daddy does too. Else to do. Put food on the table and you fill up the tank. Pay what you owe to the boys at the bank. Live another day thanks to the hands of a working man. Working hard from the sun up to the sundown. They can build it tall, they can tear it on down. They got the know-how if you got the money. And your heart is a hammer if you pick a fight. But they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. With the rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
And that was number three, Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man. I am not going to talk about me working and getting my hands dirty because Steve just makes fun of me.
Well, he's not here, so you could have.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad you didn't, though.
Please don't.
Oh, my goodness. Great song. It, you know, just like he said, you know, just getting America back to work. This song is all about the hands of a working man. We appreciate you sending that in, Christian.
Yes.
Great song. I love the beginning of the song with the bass drum pounding out. It's just a great song. I can't listen to it without turning it up really loud. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great job, Christian.
Tim?
Yes, sir?
I think Matt's up to something.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We have a top 10. It's ladies' night, guys.
Oh,
yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, ladies.
Steve.
So we have another quick top 10 countdown. This is a top 10 female artists of all time.
Okay.
And this is from the Billboard Charts Hot 100. And this is just the top 10 part of it. And this is from August 2018.
Okay.
Is when this was let out.
Okay.
So here we go. Number 10. Diana Ross.
Stop in the name of love before you break my heart.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Right down your alley, right?
Yeah, I love Diana Ross, especially when she was with the Supremes. Great Motown. Just great Motown music. My mom had all those 45s, and I wore them out. So, yeah.
I always get my taco supreme.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I was waiting for a rebuttal.
Well, rebut.
All right, number 9, Katy Perry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thought we were going to open up for her.
Yes.
Early on in NOCB career.
Yes. Mm.
Wow, what happened?
It just, the whole show fell through.
Yeah.
Fell through.
Yep.
Dang it.
That was in Illinois, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But that was who we were supposed to open up for.
The only thing left to do was to start selling the tickets, and it just, yeah, whoever was running the show, it just totally fell apart.
I think they were trying to get a big farm, and the farmer finally wouldn't give them the land for that. So,
yep.
We were excited.
Yeah, we were pumped. And Steve was pumped.
He was.
I remember when, because usually, you know, I'll message you guys, tell you stuff. Uh-huh. That was one where I called you immediately.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, look, we got a chance to open for Katy Perry. It was pretty neat. Pretty neat.
And then I think he cried when we found out we weren't doing it.
Yeah. Her song, she had a song Firework, right?
Firework, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with July 4th coming up, that's a perfect song. For...
And she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Hmm. Hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to add that extra.
It was deservingly right. So.
Number 8, Taylor Swift. Probably seen that coming.
Yeah. You don't date her and break up with her because she's going to write a song about
you. John Mayer dated both of those women you just mentioned.
Oh man. Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know what that means, but hey, maybe that's why you didn't get to open up for.
So maybe we need to look at his list of who he's dated. Maybe number one's on that list. All right, number 7. Tim, you're going to appreciate this one. Aretha Franklin.
Sister,
what a voice!
Yeah, she was great, man.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Legend.
Yes,
that was good.
Yep.
Yep.
And of course, you guys know I like the wrestling. One of my favorite memories of her was when she sang the Star Spangled Banner at one of the WrestleManias.
Okay,
oh, I bet it was good.
Man, she was fantastic. Mm. And this year they had, of course, it was all kind of pre-recorded, so they didn't have somebody singing the national anthem. What they did was they put little spots, like one was, they had a little spot of Willie Nelson singing part of it, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles. It was really, it's actually touching.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, she came up singing gospel. Yep.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Man, I bet she could sing some good
gospel. Oh, my God. Yes. She got the pipes.
Number 6, Olivia Newton-John.
You have to believe.
Did you listen to her?
Get physical.
No, I mean,
physical.
Just, yeah.
Oh, he's getting it.
I mean, definitely that song. And then, you know, Loved Her in Greece.
Oh, yeah. Man. I love that movie.
It was good.
Yeah, she's beautiful in Greece. Mm-hmm. And she played that part.
That just sounded funny. She's beautiful in Greece. So am I.
Well, not in Greece, but in Greece.
Oh.
Yeah, you
I
get
see.
It.
So not lathered up in butter.
Right. Ignore that slip and slide sound you just heard.
Let's get physical.
All right, number 5, Rihanna. Yes, Rihanna's number 5. Either one of you? Anyway?
I don't think I could. I don't think I could name a song she's done.
I can't.
I couldn't either.
Now, I would know if somebody said some, but I wouldn't be able to pick one out right now.
Yeah, she beautiful lady and great voice.
Was she like in a group before all that, before she went solo? I don't really know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because like I think Beyonce was in a group before she went solo.
Destiny's Child.
That's it.
Yep, do not know. Number 4, Tim, you've talked about this lady a few times the last few weeks, number 4, and we have a song that's on the top 10 that talks about her just a short bit, Whitney Houston, number 4.
Probably, in my opinion, the best female singer to ever get behind a microphone. She just did amazing things with her voice and her talent. Just, and another one that came up singing gospel. She was amazing.
What was her biggest hit?
Probably
I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You. That was a big one for her.
Is that a Dolly Parton song?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was probably her biggest. Well, she's had a lot of them, though.
Oh, she's had quite a few, but.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. Number three, Michael Jackson's sister, Janet Jackson, at number three.
Yep. She had the moves like him and could sing like him and a talented family.
Miss Jackson, if you must be
nasty.
She had the little slip at the Super Bowl that she'll always be remembered
Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah. And that will go down as history. Everybody will know about that. That'll be in history books for Super Bowl.
At least Justin Timberlake didn't have a slip.
That was not an accident, if you ask me.
It may not have been. You're right.
I agree. I think it was all part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they were the only ones that knew about it, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
Number two, I think she's got one of the best vocals around ever, maybe. Mariah Carey. She's got that vocal that'll go way.
Only dogs can hear it.
Right. Right. Do you like Mariah Carey, Brett?
I mean, again, I would listen to her on the radio, but I never went out and bought any of her stuff. So
she could probably unlock a safe with that voice.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not long ago, she sang at the New Year's Eve celebration in New York. Do you remember that whole scenario?
Yeah, that was a train wreck.
That was not good.
Like a Shania Twain wreck?
Wasn't that good of a Twain? Yeah, she was lip syncing and the music wasn't lined up with her lip syncing, and I think it cut out completely there once. Yeah. It was
a
mess.
And I think she may have been inebriated a little bit.
A little bit. It was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess. So she definitely had a lot better moments.
You know, stuff like that happens when you play live. You know, you don't know what. I mean, anything can happen.
Yep.
You just got to be professional and fight through it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when things like that happen, even though it's a bad thing, it caught a lot of eyes. A lot of eyes were on that. So it also, bad things, sadly, they help your popularity a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So break some more strings, Brett, when we're playing.
Hush. If my string breaks on July 4th at Searland.
Yeah, Searland Park.
I see what you did there.
All right, number one. Are you ready for number one?
Yes.
All right. A quick hint. This was Brett Denny's favorite from last week. So don't forget to go back and listen to last week's podcast and the first 22 weeks before this one. Madonna.
Hey.
Yep, she's been quite all over the place, man.
Yeah.
So she made the most money? Is that
no, that Billboard chart.
Oh, just the charting.
Billboard chart, number one. So that goes off of sales. That goes off of everything. I
mean, like a virgin.
She's done a lot of music, a lot of movies. I definitely loved her in A League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job in that movie.
In the Dick Tracy movie. It sucks so bad.
Yeah, that was hard to watch, but it's a movie you got to watch once, I guess.
And what was the other one? Desperately Seeking Susan.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah, I'll never forget her drying her armpits on the hand dryer in the bathroom. Yeah. That's a classic.
We've talked about controversy, but she was a controversial person too, wasn't she? She pushed the limits a lot.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, Brett, let's get it going.
All right. And coming in at number two on Ladies' Night, Dusty Lee. with 99 Halos.
We said goodbye 3 years ago today. There ain't been one single night without you for me.
That was number two, Dusty Lee, with 99 Halos. That song's been on the chart for quite a while, has inched its way up to number two.
Mm-hmm.
We will be interviewing Miss Dusty Lee in the very near future, so yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Next week.
Okay.
Next week. Look for that.
So, Tim, any... comments on 99 Halo?
Just a beautiful song. She sings it really well, and it's been very well produced and mm-hmm. recorded, and it's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
One of the questions we try to make sure we ask when we're doing the interviews is, what's the story behind the song? I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear yeah. the yep. story behind this song.
Yep.
Beautiful
yep.
song.
And now, with our honorable mention, Kelsey Bovey with Magnetic.
Every time I think of you, with those deep blue eyes and those pretty blue shoes, I lose sight of my center. I don't do what I'm meant to. Every time I see you smile, there's a part of me that's glowing wild. I try to ask for directions, but I never get clear instructions. Just wanna know your game. Now that I know your name.
And that was our honorable mention, Miss Kelsey Bovey with Magnetic. I think she's got a pretty strong voice, kind of a country popish. Is that a word?
Yeah,
popish.
Okay. I guess we'll just have to see if that makes our top 10 in the coming weeks. Kind of like Steve said, our honorable mentions have done well. They, I think every one of them so far has made the top 10, so yep. we'll look forward to that. And now moving on to our recap. Number 10, Richard Lynch with Starting Now.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. We talked and caught up a little. It was good to see my old friend smile.
Number 9, Outlawed by Adam Whitehead.
You should be outlawed. Put up on a poster. Let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal. You're taking this.
Number 8, Barnyard Boulevard, Tony Olson.
We call it Barnyard Boulevard. 14 miles of Washburn Road.
Number 7, Gary Burke III with Like That.
Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
At number 6, our friend Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye.
Number 5, the ladies love this song.
Oh, yeah.
Slow Dance by Dustin Chapman.
Cause I just wanna slow dance to some old record made that type of romance you won't remember.
Number four, Wyatt Massengill with
There Ain't No Jones on the Jukebox.
There ain't no Jones on the jukebox. The whole world has gone to hell.
Coming in at number three, Hands of a Working Man, our friend Christian Davis.
Get your heart as a hammer if you pick a fight, but they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. They're the rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
Number two, the beautiful with the gorgeous voice, 99 Halos, Dusty Lee.
99 Halos, couldn't take you away.
And now for our number one song, Ladies Night. Oh, she is going to be so excited to hear this. Miss Esther Von Comer. With Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with a sand. No worries on your mind, you're laughing at the sky. Little boy with your sensitive mind, you were born as an innocent child. You face the world alone, this struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction wins. Harmony, no more fears, worries or tears, without judgment, only peace. Feel the warmth of heaven's angels shine at you. They will care, give you the love you need it to. Even when you're gone, and in my mind you're in the sun, no worries on your mind, you're laughing in the sky. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction.
And that was number one, Esther Von Comer with Little Boy. Congratulations, Esther. You have slowly and steadily moved your way up, and you finally hit the number one spot. Tim, you got anything to add?
Well, I'm really happy for you, Esther. Great job on this song, and it's been a joy to spin it here on Who's Who. And we hope you send some more music in. But this is a great song, and I'm really proud that you got to number one.
Yes, a gal from the Netherlands sends in a song to a podcast
that's in New Bern,
and based in New Bern, Indiana,
in the middle of a cornfield,
and hits number one on Ladies' Night.
Yes.
Hey,
hey!
So we had number two with 99 Halos, Dusty Lee, mm-hmm. with honorable mention Kelsey Bovey, mm-hmm. and then the beautiful Esther Von Comer at number one. Congratulations, ladies! Congratulations, number one for little boy to Esther Von Comer. We appreciate all of you sending in your music. We appreciate this top 10. I had a fun on Ladies' Night, didn't you guys?
Oh, yeah.
It was a ball.
Guys can have fun on Ladies' Night, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to episode 23 of the Who's Who Top 10 Countdown. So, in a couple more episodes, episode 25.
Yeah.
We are going to do a little something special, a little something different. Out of our first 25 episodes, we are going to take all of the number one songs and kind of do a
replay.
Yeah, replay.
Greatest hits.
Greatest hits.
Hey. The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Yeah, who's who? Greatest hits. I like it, Tim. Good job.
Thank you.
You know what? That makes me mad.
Sorry, Brett.
To be a little something in my paycheck, right?
Come up with that on the fly.
I always like to call Matt later and complain about Steve and Tim, and I'm not going to be able to complain about Tim this time.
Dang.
Tim will call me and complain about you.
Always.
So, Tim, you have any last words?
Well, just we've had a lot of fun here on Ladies' Night.
Hey.
And shout out to all of our ladies. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
And thanks.
Hooters.
Well.
No, that's what they're called. That's their nickname, people.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Okay, I'm going to get off here now. Love y'all.
And Matt, you want to talk about some upcoming events, maybe?
Upcoming events. Man, we have two awesome shows we're excited about doing. July 4th at the Saraland Park, that leading up to the fireworks, we're going to be there. That's based in Columbus, Indiana, pretty ugly, out of state. We allow you in Indiana. Come on and join us.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yep.
Come join us July 4th, 7 p.m., Saraland Park, Night Owl Country Band. We can't wait to sing for you. We've got new music, don't we, guys?
Yes, mm-hmm. we do.
So that's going to be fun. July 11th, this has been put together totally now. We are doing a Who's Who showcase in Franklin, Tennessee, at a place called The Pond. And at The Pond, you are going to be able to see featured guest Corey Lane and Night Owl Country Band, and that will start at 9 p.m. July 11th, and we can't wait to do that show. It's going to be fun, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
And that is in association with Unique Beats. Yeah, Joshua Parker from Unique Beats Radio is going to be coming along with us, mm-hmm. so that's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, guess who else is coming?
Who?
Casey.
Oh, boy.
Casey Johnson will be with us that night.
Hey, Casey.
So load up a bunch of your friends and come down July 11th. You can also come down and be with us July 10th. We're going to be at Jimmy's Bar and Grill in Lebanon. So just come be with us down in Tennessee. We appreciate everyone that's listening to this show. We want to say again, everybody be safe.
Yes.
Everybody be peaceful, and everybody love everybody, right?
Yes, that's right. Love one another.
Give love a chance.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/who'swhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at TheRealNOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And until next time, on behalf of Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, we encourage you to step out of your nest and listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to. Take care and stay safe, y'all. See ya.
Hope you enjoyed Ladies' Night. Have a good week.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for